Chapter 2. Brother Tyrilus rapped briefly on the abbot's chamber door before entering. He bore a steaming beaker to the bedside.
Good morning, Father Abbot. Did you sleep well?
The abbot of Redwall, a fat old hairy-tailed dormouse named Glisson, sat up slowly, removing his tasseled nightcap. Sighing, he gazed out into the grey dawn.
Not much change in the weather, brother.
Tyrilus placed the beaker on the table, close to Paw.
That wind has died down. It is not a cold day, but still raining, I'm afraid, Father.
Abbot Glisson got creakily out of bed, lowering himself gingerly into his favourite armchair.
Rain and the rheumatiz go together, you know. My poor old joints are creaking like a rusty gate.
The herbalist moved the beaker closer to Glisson.
That's why I brought you mussel shell and agrimony broth. You'll feel better once you've taken it.
Glisson used his nightgown sleeve to protect his paws against the hot beaker. He pulled a wry face as he took a perfunctory sip.
Sometimes I think I'd be better off just putting up with the rheumatiz. This stuff tastes foul. Absolutely horrid.
Brother Tyrilus ignored his abbot's protest.
You must drink it up. Every drop. Sea otters brought those mussel shells all the way from the North Beach rocks, and I scoured the ditch sides to get that agrimony. The broth is a sovereign remedy for rheumatism in older creatures. Drink!
The fat old dormouse kept sipping under the pitiless eye of the stern squirrel. When the last drop was drained, Glisson tossed the beaker down on the table.
Yah, bleh! Rotten broth! It'll kill me before it cures me! Mark my words, brother!
The abbey's head cook, Friar Skirpel, came bustling in, a jolly mole in his prime season.
Hoongs a rabbit! I bring thee a candy chestnutter! She'll take any nasty taste away!
Glisson gratefully accepted the candied chestnut. Cramming it in his mouth, he munched away at the sweet tidbit.
Oh, thank you, friend.
The good friar helped his abbot get dressed.
You're now. This'n's a nice clean abbot. I warmed it on the kitchen oven for ye, sir.
Glisson nestled into the clean, warm garment.
Oh, that's comfy. Better than all those stinky concoctions for rheumatiz. I feel better already.
Brother Tyrilus merely sniffed.
That will be my broth working. Shall we go down to breakfast, Father? You have to hear young Biscay. I put him on report last night.
Leaning on Tyrilus and the friar, Abbot Glisson went haltingly downstairs, speaking his thoughts aloud, mainly to Skirpel.
Deary me, what's poor young Biscay been up to now? I do so hate to sit in judgment. Dishing out penalties and punishments, especially to young uns.